أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين لهم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين 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 يا رب العالمين. سي آمين
آمين.
My dear brother Islam and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. When I visit your country, I was not shocked. Why? The same disease in the Ummah all over. It just varied from one location to another. We so sick and we so far from Islam. Imagine the majority of masajid has this view. They make a raka'ah or 20 raka'ah. And the youngest believe the elder is committing bid'ah. And the older believes you are in the right track. And the youngest believes you are in the right track. And the whole Ummah is divided. Now, imagine some people come and ask me, what is the right to put the finger like this, or like this, or like that, or do it or not do it? And some people is even rejecting the jama'ah and they leave the masjid just because the jama'ah will make salah 20 raka'ah, and maybe because the imam make dua after salah is a bid'ah. Yes, they have to leave. Let's see what reported, not because of me or you. Let's see what is reported, the authentic report. Right now in Medina and Mecca, how many raka'ahs you do? Does anybody know? Medina and Mecca? Yes. 20. Meaning they commit bid'ah. Right? Yes. It's right. It is bid'ah. Really? It is bid'ah. You know who invented this bid'ah? Anybody know? Who invented the bid'ah of 20 raka'ahs? Anybody know? What's that? Umar radiallahu anhu. Does anybody know what's the name of Umar radiallahu anhu? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam labeled him with? What's the label of Umar? If any other prophet would be after Rasulullah, it would be Umar. What another name are Rasulullah given to Umar? Faruq al-Ummah. The criterion of the Ummah. One of the first people to enter Jannah after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one Allah elevated Islam with him. And imagine Umar radiallahu anhu commit bid'ah. Is meaning Umar radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he will go to his fire. According to different people today, he's committing bid'ah. Now why? Everything's fine? Now, Umar, believe it or not, in his life, he committed many bid'ah. Did everybody know that? How many bid'ah Umar committed in his life? Anybody know? Okay. Umar is the first one to gather the Quran. To gather it and leave it in the side. And when Uthman came, he made another bid'ah, is he made the Quran. By this way, Umar is the first one to make Jum'ah, khutbah, long, and salah short. And some people said, oh Umar, you make bid'ah. In the time of Rasulullah, khutbah is short, salah is long. He said, yes, right. Because in the time of Rasulullah, we used to spend all our time with Rasulullah. By His way, we do not need except a few words, and we used to be tearing, and our salah was long because we are with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with Allah. We can take it, but you guys today cannot take it. Umar radiallahu anhu, he did another bid'ah. When he enters the Masjid al-Nabawi, and he find two groups, one praying 8, one praying 12. He said, what? What is that? A division in my life? Join each other. Make it 20 rak'ah and shorten your salah. Aman kitab. And he said, oh Umar, bid'ah in a Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, na'am al-bid'ah. This is the bid'ah, best bid'ah to unite Muslims together. Is Umar do not know what is bid'ah? Is Umar do not know Islam? And today me and you know it? Imagine. Really? Today we're reading in a big kalama. Yes, my dear brother, if the dua after salah is bid'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bid'ah. Only came later on. When one scholar, his intention was to generate a momentum of dua after salah and unite the Muslim around. It is the intention is to advertise and generate a momentum to the Muslim. Remember the importance of dua. Somebody said, okay, but Rasulullah, he never did it. Yes, Rasulullah did not do it. You know why? Because Rasulullah's salah is not like our salah. His salah is accepted. His dua is accepted in salah. Who dared to make dua after Rasulullah? If I pray behind Rasulullah, I need dua after Rasulullah? No, I do not need it. But today is really our Imam with all respect to you. Their dua is accepted. Allah only knows. We need a lot of dua. We need the maximum. Because we do not know. All of us is sick. And we need a lot of dhikr. We need a lot of dua. We need a lot of qurbat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need every single good deed. We never know. Do you know, in the time of tabi'in, this is a real salaf. This is a real salaf. The follower of the companion, the people of Mecca, they pray 2 rak'at tarawih and 2 and tawaf around the Kaaba, 7 tawaf. The people of Medina, they heard it. And they said, the people of Mecca, they will leave Ramadan with more rewarding more than us. They make a meeting and they make consultation. What we do? They said, okay, we heard. Is 2 rak'ah nafl is equivalent to 7 tawaf. Let's make 2 rak'ah between every 2 rak'ah tarawih. By this way, 2 rak'ah tarawih, 2 rak'ah nafl. 2 rak'ah tarawih, 2 rak'ah nafl. 2 rak'ah tarawih, 2 rak'ah nafl. You know what it means? Meaning they finished 35 rak'ah tarawih. Is this people did bid'ah? Or they want to champion each other for good deed? The whole thing is to champion each other for good deed. Who will leave Ramadan with the ultimate of good deed? This is the whole thing all about. Is anyone here knows the real story behind Tarawih? Anybody know it? Sallu al Habib al Mustafa. Make the rule. Say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before he died in the last year of his life. This is a member of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is his room. He came out of his room, quietly, alone. And he stand up, and he start making tarawih. Or he just may start making salah. The companion did not know what he's doing. He did not call, he did not make adhan, he did not say nothing. Some of the companions used to know whatever Rasulullah is doing is something to be loved to Allah, something to be close to Allah, something is so pleased to Allah. One of them, he joined Rasulullah in the side. After a while, another one see him, he joined him too. Another one, he joined him too. When Rasulullah finished, he been told, he went back to his home. The following night, he showed up, he did the same, many people make line and follow him and make salah behind him. Third line, all the companions or some of them waiting to do the same. He did not show up. What he did, they decided to do what he learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wonder what happened. Rasulullah, he came in the middle of what they pray. And he knew. And he didn't say nothing. One man, he discovered. He ran after him. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, can I complete? He didn't answer. He said, can I stop? He didn't answer. Now, the man is confused. Rasulullah did not answer anything. The fourth night, number four, night number four, Rasulullah came. And he said, where is the man who asked me yesterday? He said, me, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, if I answer you, it becomes obligation. And my ummah cannot handle it. You understand? If I answer you, it becomes obligation. And the ummah cannot handle it. Meaning, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, it becomes wajib. It becomes almost like farad, obligation. Anybody missed Taraweeh, he committed sin. But because Rasulullah did it the way it is, it's over. You did it, it's a reward. You're not going to do it, you lost your reward.
That's it.
Mercy. Mercy from Rasulullah. Because Rasulullah, he sent Allah sent him as a mercy to mankind. Now, Rasulullah used to pray in Raqqa. But Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asked him, how is the salah of Rasulullah? She said he used to do tahajjud from Qiyam al-Layl. 8 raka, sometime 12. And he ended up with witr. Witr, believe it or not, is reported 1 raka, 3 raka, 5 raka, 7 raka, and 9 raka. All reported. You people in here follow Imam Abu Hanifa in one style of the witr. Is Imam Shafi'i's room? Is Imam Malik's room? Is Imam Ahmed is wrong? No, all of them is right. It's actually different reports. Different report by different companions. And all we have to do is accept the different. The different is the different in the branches. Different in the small mas'ala. It's not a big difference. Why are you stuck in the different? If you know it is only reported, you should not be a big deal. Actually, the witr, the famous witr Rasulullah used to do is Shafa'i witr, which is reported in Quran. 2 rak'ah, you make salam, and you get up, and you make 1 rak'ah. He's famous, very famous. Why Imam Abu Hanifa, radiallahu anhu, and may Allah be merciful with him, he decided what he decided is one report. Can I say he's wrong and he's right? No. All of them is right. And we have to accept it. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, what we argue and make dispute about it today is completely nonsense. Why? Because we commit dispute as a small topic and our woman, marrying our woman going out of Islam. Islam is going down. Our houses is ours. We have no real Islam, and we worry about the very tiny branches. Imagine, instead of getting closer and really educate each other, we worry about tiny flowers. Which one is more important? Educating the ummah? Educating our women? Educating our children? Worry about the future of Islam? or 8 or 12. If I need 2 rak'ah extra, I go to Hellfire. If I need dua to Allah, I go to Hellfire. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Read Astaghfirullah al-Azim. We do not understand Islam. We do not understand Islam. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to be, we need to be done. Believe me, I feel it. Any message has a lot of dispute. You can feel it. There's no tranquility. There's no peace. Even in Salah. Why? Because the mercy will be lifted. Because one of the worst things to do is division. One of the worst things to do, to not be merciful with each other. This is really the main thing today, my brother and sisters. The main thing today is ikhlas. Where's the ikhlas? Sincerity. Where's unity? Where's the love of Allah? Where's the fear of Allah? Where's the closeness to Allah? Where's the love of each other? Where's helping each other? This is the ultimate. What is the most important? Where to be merciful to each other? We do not understand Islam. We are not giving mercy to the scholar who causing division. Because this is a big deal today. Because you are a victim of what the scholar is talking about. One scholar said north, the another scholar said south, the another scholar said west, the another scholar said east. And we as a new Muslim or as young people get out. And we have confusion. Doubtful about what going on. But I tell you something. Be sincere between you and Allah, Allah will guide you. Be sincere between you and Allah, Allah will guide you. In a time of tribulation and fitna, ask Allah for guidance. Cry to Allah. Tell him, Allah, give me wisdom. Give me vision, basira. Give me light, Ya Allah. Let me know what you want, Ya Allah. Make me please you, Ya Allah. And keep your mouth shut. Don't make division, don't make dispute, and just do whatever Allah allows you to do. Because the main thing is to do our action with sincerity, maybe Allah will accept it. It's all you need. And try to do whatever you can. Insha'Allah, because I do not want to read myself, the best knowledge you really need, the one you need, not the one I'm talking about. Is anybody has a question or concern for something you want to know about it? Anybody has a question or concern, something it bother him, and you want to know from me what is my view, what my understanding is? Go ahead.
The 9-12 or so, Allah says 7 came out.
I cannot hear you.
7? About the 9-12 or so, Allah says 7 came out for the fortnight, right?
At this time, he used to pray 8. The question was, when you came in the fourth night, he did not say pray 8. Don't forget, you see, you have to understand, what is it? This qiyam. Qiyam, what I mean, is extra. It's the tahajjud. It has many names. Even, can I be tarawih alone? Yes, you can. Is recommended in jama'ah, but you can't pray alone. You will lose? No, you will not lose. Only is according to your intention. If, for example, you stuck somewhere and you cannot join the jama'ah and you do not want to lose the night, can I pray to Allah? Yes, I can. Even some scholar in the early days, he said, if you believe you can do tarawih between you and Allah alone at night, and you believe you have more concentration, do. If you are weak and you feel you cannot do it in jama'ah. Because the whole thing, tarawih in jama'ah, in Ramadan, the whole idea behind it is to motivate us to make extra salah and tahajjud the rest of the year. That's it. And to hear Quran, this is another thing. Not Allah, 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 Allah. No, my brother. Believe me, if you do two rak'ah and try to Allah, it's better than 20 or 100 like a monkey or like a rooster. You know what Rasulullah said? He forbidden us of praying like a rooster. He entered Masjid al-Nabawi and he find a person pray so fast. Do you know what he said? He said, if this person die in his state, he die as a non-Muslim. Non-Muslim. He said, die ala ghayri millat Muhammad. He will die and I am pure from him. He's not among me. This is another sickness. We worry about the number, but we not worry about the quality of the rak'ah. This is very sickness. I see it especially from people who are coming from India and Pakistan. They recite Quran, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, like Shayateen. This is a disgrace to Quran, disgrace to your salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi said of the meaning of, you would not gain of your salah except what you can comprehend from it. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about 100 rak'ah like a monkey? Allah, he has angels praying day and night. He doesn't need our salah. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he said, do you know what is nafil salah mean? Do you know what is really sunnah salah mean? It's a gift. He said, oh Allah, you did not give me obligation to do it. It's from me to you, ya Allah. It's from me to you, ya Allah. Imagine if I come and knock on your door and tell you, take it, take it, take it. It's a gift for you, like this, take it. You think you would like the gift I give it to you like that? With like no manner, with harshness, and has no heart? What kind of a gift you would accept? Believe me, if you poor of the poor people, you will not accept my gift. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about Allah? You're coming and telling him, oh Allah, I won't give you extra. I won't give you something to show my gratitude and thanks to you. I won't get closer to you, ya Allah. I won't get closer to you, ya Allah. I won't love you, ya Allah. And what is that? What is that? Who would blame him with? Who would blame him with? How you pronounce the name of Allah? Give standing, standing. Ruku'a, ruku'a. Sujood, sujood. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best time and the closest time between you and Allah in sajda. I go to some masajid, I cannot make sajda. I cannot. It makes me dizzy. Boom, 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 boom. I do not know if I'm up, down, down, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down. What is that?
It's an exercise.
Not even exercise. No, really. Wallahi, we have to fear Allah. Wallahi, we have to fear Allah. My dear brother, I tell you that all of us sick. All of us sick. If you're standing in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're standing in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe you're going to die, be fear of Allah. Don't do a monkey style. Don't do monkey style salah. Fear Allah is the one you want to stand in the front of him. Leading salah is hellfire, is not paradise. Do you know what Rasulullah said? Nobody will lead salah. Nobody will lead salah or leading a group of Muslims without coming in the day of judgment with a chain of hellfire. A chain of hellfire in his neck. And it will not be released until Allah takes the right of everybody behind him from him. Everybody behind you, he's responsible by you. If your salah is good, all the people is salah is good. If your salah is no good, all their salah is no good, and you are responsible. The only man, I have salah behind him, and I felt he has salah. He was an old man in Philadelphia. Old man in Philadelphia. He's Albanian. This old man, we was going to Zuhr time, and I was traveler. And people look at me and said, Shaykh, lead salah. I said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, no Shaykh or no Shaykh. Something came to me. I tell this man, please, you are the imam, you are khadim al-masjid, please, use our lead salah. He started crying. And he told me, please, don't do this to me. I said, what is it? He said, please, don't make me lead salah. I said, why? He said, that every time people make me lead salah, I get sick. I get sick for a week. He gets sick for a week of leading salah one time. I said, why? He said, the moment somebody tells me to lead salah, I feel like the whole building above my shoulder. And I feel sick because I'm thinking about the responsibility in the front of Allah. When I heard this from him, I said, forgive me, I won't make salah behind me. I won't make salah behind you. I need to one rak'ah behind you. Use the one I'm looking for. May Allah forgive our imams. May Allah forgive our scholar. May Allah forgive our miji. The blame game with Allah. Really, these blame game. It become a routine. Routine. The whole Islam bunch of routine. Routine. Make believe. Salah is not a routine, my brother. If you know each salah, what it means, is a meeting between you and Allah. And either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected and threw it in your face, or Allah accepted it. But now I have to think, which salah will Allah be accepted from me? What I did in my life for Allah to accept my salah? Imagine Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And you do not know who's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. The one when he was climbing a tree, and Abu Dharr, so he saw his feet, he found it was too tiny. He was so dark, so skinny, and very ugly, and very short. And one man, he laughed at him and said, look at that, the thigh of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. It's so skinny. Rasulullah, he got very angry. And he said, you do not know. The feet and the thigh of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is more weighty in the eye of Allah, the Jabal Uhud, than the mountain of Uhud. If you look at the rope of Uhud, it's so big. The thigh and the leg of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is more weighty in the eye of Allah. At this time, look at Abu Dharr, what he did, radiallahu anhu, one is the almighty, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is lie down. And he put his feet in the, he dig his feet, Abdullah, and he put it in his face. And he said, Abdullah, put your feet in my face. May Allah forgive me for what I said to you. You see, he's a humble and humility. He was never arrogant. What about us? We arrogant even to ask questions. We arrogant to learn. We arrogant to say, I do not know. But we blame game with the deal of Allah. I see it in your culture a lot. The majority of you not educated, you do not know Islam. You have no ABC about Islam. But you're leading people, and you give advice to people, and you do not know enough. Why you do not learn? Why do not seek knowledge? Why do not ask? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever said, I do not know, he's a faqih. Man qala la a'lam faqad afta. Whoever said, I do not know, he gave fatwa already. This is a reality. This is a reality of where we are. Where is the two rak'ah? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, what he said one day. He said, if I know Allah accepted from me one rak'ah, I wish I die now. If I know Allah accepted from me one rak'ah, I wish I die now. They asked him, why, ya Abdullah? He said, Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only from the pious people. And if I know Allah accepted from me one rak'ah, I know I'm among the pious people, meaning I know among the people of Jannah. But I do not know. And he starts weeping. And this is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Imagine the companion, all of them radiallahu anhu, they fear, they are a hypocrite. They fear their salah is not accepted. And we blame him. Good game, big game. to the point you become so blind. So blind, because you forget. If you play game with Allah, Allah sends veils. Allah sends veils. Veils in your face, veils in your eyes, veils in your ears, veils in your heart. And you cannot comprehend. You cannot comprehend. You cannot listen. You cannot know. And before you know it, if you die like that, where are you going? Where are you going? Is this not scary? And we worry about the finger and 20 and 8 and this and that. And we are worried about the reality of our salah. I see people in here without mentioning name, 23 years imam, 35 years imam, and they cannot even pronounce a third of Fatah Hawaii. How? For 30 years you cannot pronounce word of Fatah. For 30 years you cannot pronounce word of Fatah. And you're not quick. Believe me, anybody know me and be with me, I hate to lead salah. Wallahi, I hate it. For many, many years I ran away from it. Anybody want to lead salah? Come. Come. I do not want the responsibility. I cannot make good salah for myself. How I make good salah for others? You know the early companion what used to say? He said, if you see a man running to lead salah, he's an ignorant. Take him away. And if you see a man running from salah, he has a taqwa. Bring him. Put him to lead salah. Any man running to lead salah, he's dumb. He's idiot. He's stupid. He doesn't know what's going on. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you would be chained of a chain of hellfire. And you're running after it. And people running and fighting. Everybody will be a man. Everybody will be a leader. Everybody will be a president. Everybody will be somebody. And you forget, everybody responsible of any group of Muslim, in the Day of Judgment, you will not be released the way you think. Until Allah takes the right of everyone behind you. You know what I mean? A big, huge duty, my brother. Big, huge duty. But we're so sleepy. We are so sleepy. And it become routine. Routine. You will not do that to carry. If you do some carry, you will do much better than salah. You cut the meat, you cut this, you take the fat. You really give the time. MashaAllah. But for salah, boom, 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 and that's it. And this is why you come out of Ramadan and the heart is empty. Why the heart is empty? Because you are playing game. Playing game. You want to know how much you gain from Ramadan? See what after Ramadan, what going on with you. See your quality of salah, your manner and your behavior. If after Ramadan, your manner do not change, something wrong with you. If after Ramadan, your habit and custom do not change, something wrong with you. Because Ramadan is supposed to be the tuna. Ramadan is a purification of me. If I do not, after Ramadan, have something, I'm really out. I'm playing game with Allah. This is why you see people go to Hajj and come back, nothing changed. Actually, sometimes worse. People Ramadan after Ramadan, the same. Salah after Salah, the same. If my Salah is not correct in my manner, and my behavior, and my life, something wrong with my Salah. And I tell you something. If the companion is scared about their salah, and their salah was their hand, Allah sends rain, Allah accepts what their dua, what about us? I do not want to take too much of your time. The topic is not how much you're talking, and how much you're listening. No, the topic in here, where is the ikhlas? Where is the sincerity? Where is the belief you're going to stand meet Allah? I'm telling you something for Allah. Because I'm working for Allah, I'm not working for nobody, or any jama'ah. You know what I see in here? A lot of make-believe. In this country, especially among Muslims, a lot of make-believe. Everybody make-believe of somebody. Everybody make-believe. Everybody making a show. You love to have a show. You love to make a show for nothing. You know what the show you have? It's a bridge. It has nothing to do with Islam. It's a British show. It's a white man show. He teaches you to flatter each other. We love to flatter each other. So and so, he's tall like this, he looked like that, he has 2 degrees, he has this. What is all this? What is all this nonsense? He's a Muslim coming to say a word. All this production, what is he doing? Do you know he's fighting? Do you know he's a good man or not? Do you know he's honest or not? What is the degree going to do there? If I go to the grave now, Allah will ask me how many degrees I have. Is the angel of death and the angel of torture in the grave, they will ask me what kind of money I have or status? None of the above. I need one tear between me and Allah would save me from Allah and from hellfire. One tear sincere to Allah. This is what I need. I need one sajda, only pure to Allah. My father, may Allah give him mercy when I'm in the grave, I had a bit his living. An old Muslim, inshallah, say Ameen. He used to tell me, my son, you need one hour. All your life, to live this life, you need to live this life with one raka'ah accepted by Allah. If Allah accepted from you one raka'ah, you're done. I tell him, inshallah, I'm going to make one raka'ah only, and after that, I'm going to leave salah. I was like 5, 6 years old. He told me, my son, you cannot do it. I said, why? He said, if Allah accepted from you one raka'ah, he will accept you. And if he accept you, he will open the door of goodness for you. You cannot lie and not cheat. And if you cannot do good raka'ah, cry to all your life until you gain one raka'ah. Keep always trying just to gain one raka'ah. Because all you need is before you die, one raka'ah accepted by Allah. If you do not believe me, read the amount of ahadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, some people, their salah will not even go above their head. Some people, their salah will be just rejected, and they have a black things beat up in their faces. And some people, their salah go a little bit up and go back. And some people, Allah accepted only a quarter of their salah. Some people accepted half. Some people, where is our salah? Where is our salah? A man in the early days, he used to sit down. And before salah, he's so happy. And after salah, he's crying so much. And he said, we see you acting so abnormal. What does it mean? He said, before salah, I'm happy because I'm going to meet my Allah. Allah allow me and give me life and give me a chance to meet him. I'm happy. He said, why are you crying after salah? He said, because I do not know if the meeting is accepted or not. I do not know if I show Allah the right manner in the meeting or not. Where we are, my brother? Where we are? Where we are? Where is our heart? Believe me, all of us today need Islam. All of us need to take a shower and embrace Islam only for Allah. All of us need really to go back and say, is me a Muslim? Is really a Muslim? I really believe in Allah? Is really making whatever I do for Allah? Is me honest? I'm doing whatever I do for Allah, with Allah? This is what we need, my brother Islam and sister Islam. Any question, any concern, I do not want to take too much of your time.
Milad is accepting Islam.
What's that?
Milad.
Oh,
can you define the meaning of
Tarawih? Oh, can I define meaning? Okay, I'll answer his question and I go to the question. Mawlud, if you go to story and history of Islam, is new. According to some scholar, is bid'ah. According to some scholar, is accepted. Okay, now, why is accepted, why is bid'ah? I have to study. I have to know it. Because Mawlud actually is a new word, meaning somebody had birth. Some people believe, yes, we celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you make a good salah, you are celebrating the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah every day, you're celebrating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I tell you the truth, honest to Allah. I find a lot of people said, I love you Rasulullah, I love you Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have no sunnah in their life. They have no even one dot of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is the love?
You know what Rasulullah said in it? You know, he said, people will come in the day of judgment and running and said, Ya Rasulullah, we're coming to you. We are the follower of you. The angel said, go away. You do not know, Ya Rasulullah, what he did after you. Shuhan, shuhan. Broaden, broaden. Get away. Do we study his life? Do we really know what Rasulullah has to do? We follow different shaykh, but we're not following Rasulullah. Why we stop? I've been in many mawlud before. I see a lot of what's going on is not right. But some of it is okay. If you do it with the intention to revive the teaching of Rasulullah, is fine. But if you do it sincerely, to revise the teaching of Rasulullah, but is this really done? No. Bunch of routine. And the reality of the people who follow that, they do not even know basic sunnah. Study with this man. You claim you love Rasulullah, what Allah said? If you claim you love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you. Follow. Not to create yourself with action, but the reality is empty. This is the reality, we empty. Do you study the Prophet what he asked me to do in every aspect? Do we really know? Do we have at least the books of the biography of Rasulullah and we go step by step what he wanted me to do? How I claim I love him when I do not know? It's almost like how I claim I love Allah and I do not know Allah. Imagine today really, this all I teach basic about who is Allah, who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not know Allah, we do not know Rasulullah, and we claim. Because if we love Allah, we love Rasulullah, this not will be our condition. Our condition will change. You will have light, Allah will put barakah in you, He will make people around you, He will make people attracted to you, He will give you the quality. Because a quality from Allah. Allah will give you the acceptance. How you know Allah accept you? You will see people love you. People want you. People love to be behind you. Your salah is so beautiful. What's the value of mawlud when my salah like a monkey? This is not what Rasulullah advised us to do. Read about Rasulullah wa his salah. The people who really love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look what they do. Some of them, they stand up all night with one rak'ah. The following day, they make ruku' all night. The following third day, they make sujood all night. The first day, they make tashahud all night. One person asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm shying from Allah to give him one status of worship and I do not give him to another one. You understand? You understand or no? He stand all night because standing is a certain status. Why Allah give us salah in different status? Each one is unique. You're standing in the front of Allah. You ask him for the meeting. You have ruku'. In ruku', you glory Allah in a state of humble and humility. In sujood, you are surrender and submit. Imagine, I'm going sujood and I'm supposed to be in a state of submitting and submission and I try to really praise Allah and make dua. What is that? Do you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la? If you say it just three times in the real format, it will take a lot of time. Do you cry? Do you cry in sujood? Do you make salah ala nabi? Do you make dua? Do you ask Allah to give you anything? The best time in your meeting, you're running away? I do not understand. Believe me, wallahi, 2 years ago, I asked Allah, Allah, take me, Allah, take my soul away. I won't run away. Because the ummah is blind. The ummah is vain. Nobody won't love Allah. Nobody won't fear Allah. Nobody won't love Rasulullah. We have to stop lying. We are a liar. We're really a liar. And this is the condition of the ummah. One brother asked me, tell me about the war in Afghanistan. We are a liar, my brother. We are a criminal. We are a criminal. All of us Taliban, all of us Osama bin Laden, all of us. But in different stages, at different level. Imagine you have 7.5 million women in Afghanistan, has no shelter, has no rent, has no food, and all you worry about is niqab and hijab. This all you worry about it. And you let them sit for years without no caring. And they never had any education. Nobody gives them da'wah. Nobody invites them to Islam. They do niqab for what? They do it for you because you wish them for it. But you're not doing it for Allah. Is this not a criminal? Is this not a criminal act? Is this a teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You love Rasulullah, you have to be merciful. You love Rasulullah, you have to not be in love. You have to love. Where is the love? Where is the mercy among each other? Where? Just talk for nothing? Empty. I come in here, I find what? Between every masjid and other clubs? Clubs! Clubs! We divided the Islam. We destroyed Islam. We! If you ask me today, who is the ultimate criminal in the front of Allah? Us! Not the Jewish, not the Christian, not the Hindu, us! Because we're not living the message, we do not want to live the message, we want to stuck the way we are. Carry and rise until we die. We do not want change nothing. We do not want even seek guidance. Wallahi, wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. I swear by Allah. If you cry to Allah and tell him, give me sincerity, he will give it to you. Tell him, give me guidance, I will give it to you. Give me light, he will give it to you. Give me vision, he will give it to you. But if you do not have it, meaning you're not asking for it. You're not asking for it, because if you ask for it, Allah will give you. Allah promises. Whoever is struggling for me, I will show him my way. Where is that? Where is that? I go to people, many places, and they know I'm coming, and one person tell me, I give you 5 minutes. Imagine 5 minutes to talk, what 5 minutes to do? If we really want to break the topic today, what we can do? The ummah is going down. Your woman is going out. Your children is away. It's getting out of Islam. And I said it before, and remember me, because don't forget. Don't underestimate who am I. Do you know who am I? I'm working for Allah. And I said, Allah, I will be a witness to myself and other. Because all of us is bear witness to each other. I will sit in the front of Allah, Allah, bear witness, I tell them the truth. And it's up to them what you're going to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one you claim you love him, he said, no woman enter hijab without taking four with her. Without taking four with her. Her father, her brother, her husband, and her son. If they do not educate her and teach her Islam. I see it in America. A lot of people married non-Muslim, woman married non-Muslim. I ask, what happening? They tell me, Zamiji marry me. I said, what do you mean? How is he marry you? It's haram. It's like against Sharia. You cannot marry a Muslim woman to non-Muslim. You can. The marriage is off under any kind of madhab. But you see, Zamiji play game with Allah. Oh man, give the kalima and say ashadu an la ilaha illallah. And even the man, I met many men, they tell me, I ask him, do you know what you said? He said, no. I said, is the Miji no, you do not know? He said, do you know? He know, I do not know. Do you know what it means? The woman is a liar, the man is a liar, the Miji is a liar. Where are we going? Who are playing game with? Can a person embrace Islam just by saying a word? and he doesn't even know what it means. Do you study basic fiqh? The pillar of faith? Do somebody embrace Islam? You destroy your people. You destroy a generation of a Muslim by playing game with Allah. You destroy it. But you have to tell you something. The price is so severe. The price is so severe. Every leader, every Muslim in this country, play game with Allah, the price is so high. Because don't forget, you're not going to go like that. You're going to be questioned in every action you did. You like it or you don't. And if you do not know, it's not excuse in the front of Allah. You will not be excused if you said, I do not know. Because you have every way possible to learn. Even if you cry to Allah and say, oh Allah, you be my daleel. Give me guidance, ya Allah, Allah will give you. Make to rak'ah to Allah at night, oh Allah, give me guidance, Allah will give you. But you do that? I believe in Allah. Allah, He promised. Whom He want me, Allah, He will give him guidance. About Taraweeh, my brother. What it mean, Taraweeh? Taraweeh coming from word Raha. Is a name, is a nickname. It was not in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is a nickname the early scholar give it to Qiyamul Layl. It has many names. Qiyamul Layl is one, meaning standing in a night of Allah, for Allah. It has another name, Tahajjud. And the third name for Ramadan is Taraweeh. Why is he called that? From Raha. Raha meaning contentment or tranquility. Why? Because you listen to Quran and Quran gives you the Raha. But where is the Quran who gives you Raha? Show me which Quran. Give me, send me a Tahajjud, make Taraweeh, will give you Raha. Show me one. Show me one masjid, make Taraweeh, give you Raha. Show me one, please. Show me one. Show me one. Make me happy before I leave. Show me one place, make Taraweeh, to please Allah. Show me a place to make sajda, only to please Allah. Do you know what is my message? My message is very simple. We have to take a shower. We have to take ghusl and embrace Islam. And say, Allah, enough is enough. Don't make me a liar, ya Allah. Make me sincere to you, ya Allah. Make me a true Muslim, ya Allah. Oh Allah, open my heart. Take the veil out. Every time I make salah, you know what I say? Oh Allah, look at me with the pleasure of you, ya Allah. And don't look at me with the anger of you, ya Allah. Don't look at me with the anger of you, ya Allah. Because I can go to salah and Allah angry with me. What I'm going to do? I'm in big deep trouble. If my meeting with Allah is angry, what am I going to do? I'm not telling you to speak. Believe me, I hate to speak. Because we love to speak. People love to speak and people love to listen and we go back like Pepsi Cola. Finished. And like we never heard anything. Do you know what it means? The heart is dead.
So which is the best way?
The best way was with my father. I learned from Allah. I see my father, may Allah forgive me. I will be good to Allah one night. I will be a sinner the rest of my life. He said, why? He said, you tell me, Laylatul Qadr, if Allah give it to me, I go to Jannah. He said, yes. He said, okay. If Allah will give it to me, I will take it and I will do whatever I want. He said, you can. I said, why? He said, if you honest and sincere and show Allah the right worship and He pleased with you, He will open the door of goodness and He will save you from yourself. He will save you from your own shaitan, Satan. But you know what you need to do? It's not what you do, it's the sincerity of what you do. You need sincerity, my brother, in what you do. You need an honest tawbah between you and Allah. Meaning, nobody's stupid, nobody's dumb. Everybody knows exactly what you're doing. Everybody knows their own disease and problem. All you have to do is make istighfar. Ask Allah to forgive you and make tawbah. Look at Aisha radiallahu anha. When she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, if I see Laylatul Qadr, what do you want me to say? He said, Ya Aisha, say, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you love afu? Give me afu, Ya Allah. Now, what is afu really by Arabic? It's not forgiveness.
No.
Forgiveness is maghfirah. Afu is higher level. Do you know what's the difference? Anybody know what's the difference between maghfirah and afu? Anybody know what's the difference? Okay. Maghfirah.
Forgiveness.
Maghfirah is forgiveness. What about afu? What did it mean afu? Okay. Afu is a higher level of maghfirah. What it means? When Allah give you afu, listen carefully. What it means? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the angel of left and said, oh, the angel of right in the bad deed, erase everything you wrote. And not only that, forget what you wrote. And he called the angel of dunya and said, oh, my angel, so and so, forget all his sins. And he called the earth, oh, my earth, every place my servant so and so walk in you, forget everything he did wrong and erase it. And don't keep except his good deed. By this way, when you die and you go to Allah, you have no single bad deed in your world. This is what Afu is. By this way, the only thing between you and Allah is Allah know your sins, but nobody else. But my istighfar make you Allah give you istighfar, he give you forgiveness, but everything is already ready. It's not erased. You see the difference?
One question actually. When a Muslim marry a Hindu woman, bring her into Islam.
What's that?
When a Muslim marry a Hindu woman.
A man, no, she cannot marry a woman.
You can't marry a
woman? No. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said about it. He said, the people of Ahlul Kitab, people of the book, whom the Jews and the Christian, and even with a license, with a condition. By this way, anybody in America who come to me with any woman or a woman, non-Muslim, I say very simply, give them da'wah first, don't get married. Invite them first to Islam, and wait until they embrace Islam, and they show their own Islam, and start truthfulness, live Islam for Allah, after that, you can marry the person.
What
do
you marry
them? No.
Again.
You see, the rule of Allah is not belong to me and you. Number one, the marriage is off. It's no marriage. Why? Because you're not allowed to marry somebody atheist or not belong to the books. Meaning, do not believe in the oneness of God. If it happened, now it should be another question. What happened is the population, 80% of them is a mix like that. I tell you, we cannot break everybody, but we have to do massive da'wah. We have to do massive education to the women and men. It has to be a lot of massive education. Because we're already done. Yeah, a lot of your people already done. It's a mess. How we correct the mess? Number one, we stop doing it. And whatever exists, we try to correct. How? Giving education to the woman, to by this way, she give education to the man. Because imagine, if a man is out, why does a man do that? He doesn't have Islam. How a man have no Islam to give down, to invite somebody? He doesn't have it. I saw it. He do not have it. We need Islam first. And Sharia is Sharia. Any question?
Yeah, could you please continue answering the brother's question about how to spend the last 10 days of Ramadan?
Okay, the last 10 days of Ramadan. You see, according to the last sunnah of Rasulullah is to be in seclusion, i'tikaf. And i'tikaf, you have to enter with the right foot. And he said, Allahumma inni nawatul i'tikaf amadum tufeed. The muddat to the time approximately this. I intend to be in a state of seclusion until certain time. The moment you do that, you already obligated to finish the time you have. And you cannot go and talk and make nonsense. But let me tell you something. The i'tikaf is very good and very, very beautiful sunnah. But today you have another problem. What about taking 10 days off and really study Islam and go invite other in the same 10 days? Why? Because the ummah is out. When the ummah is out, the priority change. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning of his life, he didn't do i'tikaf. He do it when the whole ummah is established. When Islam is established, when everybody know what he has to do. But I swear today, if you ask me, what is the priority? The priority of every action can benefit Muslim is high priority. Because if you do i'tikaf, salah, dhikr, Quran, everything, you are only one beneficial. But nobody else. But if I'm good to myself only, you good to yourself only, he good to himself only, who will do goodness to other? Unless you think you are weak and you want really boosting your own iman. It has to be according to your level. What you feel. Do you feel you need a boost? Sit down and have a seclusion. You feel you need to do da'wah to people and you do not have the time, take 10 days off and go.
A makeover.
What's that?
A makeover. Make supplication.
When?
No, say you can make dua.
You can make dua sure.
No, it's time. Time.
Oh, is the time is up?
Yeah.
No problem. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Inna Allaha basirun bil 'ibad. Allahumma ihdina wa ihdi bina wa ij'alna sababan liman ihtada wa la taj'alna fatinina aw maftunin wa la dalina aw mudillin. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. What I said, oh Allah, give us guidance and make us among those who give guidance and don't make us among those who are troubling people and oh Allah, make us live as a Muslim, inshallah.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yeah, you have to. No, no, but I just do.
Alright. I'm
a social again.
This is my son.
MashaAllah.
He's right here.
MashaAllah. You're not making a mistake. I heard many things. You know what it means?
Yeah, stand by this. Then I go to full press and I stick it.
Oh, off. You used to do that? Okay. Make dua for me. The main thing is to learn and benefit. What you do is study.